You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We have our guy, Will Brinson, with us here. Will, in addition to his responsibilities covering the NFL for CBS Sports, also noted golf bettor, comes on our show sometimes, literally just to talk golf, not to talk National Football League at all. So, like, when Will's on the show and there's a major golf tournament and we literally have a major, like, we want to hear what Will has to say. So, Will, want to give you the opportunity here to kind of run through it for our listeners and viewers, the bets that you've got for the PGA Championship at Southern Hills, head-to-heads. If you have any like top 20s, top 10s, et cetera, outrights, any bets that you've got on your strategy for betting the PGA Championship, we would love it.
So the outrights I have, like I said, and again, you know, these numbers are not widely available, although you could have gotten some of them last Sunday. I think with the for the majors, I try and pick off certain guys when they're playing well or they look like they're, like, for instance, Scottie Scheffler, when he won at Waste Management and then won again a few weeks later. I grabbed Scottie Scheffler at all the majors at somewhere between 35 to 1 and 40 to 1. He is now the favorite, as you can see on the screen if you're watching, at 11 to 1 at Bet Rivers. He is a favorite above Jon Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay, Colin Morikawa. Like, that's crazy. But he's been that good. And so it's just something that if you're someone who bets on majors, and if you listen to the show, one would assume you do bet on majors, just consider, if you're following golf throughout the course of the season, taking some nibbles on guys on the majors, because those markets are always, like, almost always open 24/7. So just a strategy thought there. I have Patrick Cantlay 26 to 1. I have Scottie Scheffler at 41 to 1 here.
That's a good job by you.
Yeah. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. I have Scottie Scheffler 40 to 1 here. I have 41 to 1 at the British Open. I also have Shane Lowry 47 to 1.
J-Maz liked him.
Yeah, love Shane Lowry here. And I actually grabbed a little bit more at 40 to 1 after it dipped, because I think he's a really good look just because of the correlation and how he's been playing with his irons. And Matthew Fitzpatrick 49 to 1. Hideki Matsuyama 35 to 1. And then again at 30 to 1. And I got some Sam Burns at 45 to 1, which should still be out there. Burns long, great with his irons, putts well.
It sounds like Decky is, like, your guy in this tournament. Like, he's the guy, I don't want to say, like, you're the most confident in, but maybe.
No, that's if you were like pick one person who you think will win this regardless of odds, I would go Decky right now, I think.
You don't like Spieth?
It's a long course. Spieth's been great. I don't like Spieth. He could win it for sure.
Period.
I'm just not a big Spieth guy. He could absolutely win it. He's been great off the tee. It's actually been his putter that's been a problem lately. He's a wizard around the green. So if it does get down to wind is blowing, dudes are missing greens, he can get up and down easily. I think in this tournament, what you want is guys who can, very good long iron players who don't have to be great putters, but aren't horrendous or short game guys. Like J-Maz was saying with Colin Morikawa, yeah, his around the green isn't great, but if he's going to be hitting these greens, he's just going to be two putting for par every time. This is not going to be a birdie fest, I don't think. I would look to target some of these guys, like a Colin Morikawa plus one. I think he's like plus 108 to be top 20. Like, this guy just shows up for majors. He is one of the elite golfers. I think Victor Hovland is a top 20, top 10 is a good look. And I'll probably Scottie Scheffler minus 140 top 20 is like probably not a great price, but he is very quietly just an absolute monster when it comes to playing in majors, and no one really talks about it. Although his price is, you know, like he has never played a major. So it was since 2020 on, he has not finished outside the top 20 in a major.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, in seven tries.
Okay. So that's your outright card. Gave us a couple top 20, top 10 bets as well. Anything like first round leader, any other crazy prices that you like, anything that's still out there that you think our listeners and viewers should check out?
Too early in the week to do first round leader just because there are some potential wave advantages with the wind stuff. And you're going to want to wait and see what that is, whether it's AM or PM. We have the tee times, of course. But I mean, you know, like Tiger, Rory, and Spieth are playing in the same like
group. Which is pretty awesome.
And they have 22 majors between them. It's insane.
Yeah.
I would, I think J-Maz had a good point about fade Patrick Reed in that head-to-head. Reed hasn't, I think it's nine straight tournaments. He hadn't finished top 25. And I think it's fair to fade Abe Anser if he's sort of banged up. And then Louis Oosthuizen is talking about going to that new Saudi tour. Yeah, these Saudi tour guys, like, yeah, they're here for the majors, but I mean, could they be a little checked out? And like, you know, is there gonna be pressure because they're thinking about leaving?
They're gonna secure the bag to go do that, right? You see that Jack Nicklaus was offered $100 million to be the face of it.
Yeah. I mean, like dead last in these Saudi tournaments is gonna make more than like 10th makes in a normal US tournament.
Would you do it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I mean, maybe. Probably.
I feel like this is the conversation we like can't have without getting fired. So
it is like morally, it's not a great feeling, but like where do you, if I was
who
like
cares?
I mean, it depends on where I am in my career and what my like status is financially. Like, if I'm like Jason,
what do you think your wife would say if you were like, yeah, but honey, we're gonna make like, I don't know, $50 million this year. Also, I'm gonna go live in Saudi Arabia. I'll see you next year.
She'd be like, sweet, send a check. See you in a year.
My fiance would kill me if I said that. Kill me.
She's not going.
I guess that's the difference between like recently engaged and married for like however long you've been married for.
Yeah, she'd be like, get lost. Let me know when that first $25 million gets in. Obviously, I'll be needing to see some direct deposit slips.
You bet with Nick and Will here. Ken returns to the show tomorrow, but it's been awesome having Will Brinson here with us for a number of shows here. Will from CBS Sports on Twitter at Will Brinson. Did you see they're charging $18 for Michelob Lights at the PGA Championship? Like, what is up with that?
It's outrageous.
Isn't it?
Have you ever been to Augusta?
No.
You know about the prices there, right?
Yeah, it's like everything's like $1.50 or like $3,
amazing.
Right?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's like I have a Master's Cup right here. You can tell. So the domestic, regular domestic.
You gotta move it a little bit more into the camera.
Sorry.
Regular
domestic beer, they don't put the year on there. If you upgrade and get the Stella, like the imported, they put like the year of the Masters on there for you.
Oh, I love that.
And the imported, like the upgrade is like $5 versus like $4. It's crazy.
Amazing. I imagine paying $18 for beer. Like, and I live in Manhattan. Like at New York City, where like you get a cocktail at a nice restaurant, like the first number is a two, like for the cocktail that you
think buying. It's a 24 ounce can.
I think it's 18. I think it's 18 ounce.
A 25 ounce apparently. Okay.
Yeah, but for $18, like why?
That's outrageous.
And it's not even a good beer. Michelob's terrible.
Also, I mean, as anyone who's ever been to a concert or any like out, like public outdoor event knows, the bottom third of that beer is just warm.
The piss.
Okay, I didn't know if I could say warm piss, but yes, it's just warm piss.
Yeah,
it's like hot. It's like microwaved urine, basically.
How good is your tolerance for alcohol right now?
All right, I mean, like
pretty good, probably, right?
Pretty good, yeah, pretty good.
Like, if you like, would you be drunk, buzzed, or neither drinking a six pack?
Do like domestic or
not an IPA.
Yeah, if I drink six IPAs, I like pass on the floor. But like six domestics.
I once had a blind date and blacked out after drinking like 2.5 IPAs.
Yeah. If you don't drink IPAs on the blind date or work functions, just don't.
There was no second date.
Yeah, no kidding. I think if I drink a six pack of like Coors Light, I'd be fine. I would be fun.
If I drank a six pack of beer, I would be wasted. I have no tolerance right now.
But I would also like switch after three. I would just switch to liquor, I think, probably.
Yeah.
I'm trying to drink less beer just because it's like so filling.
Yeah. I think I'd like to become a beer guy again because I was a beer guy in the past and then I got off it. Like vodka will always be my favorite, but I think I want to be a beer guy again. Like I had Greek food on Saturday night. We talked about this on air, I think. And yeah. I had a couple mythoses, this Greek beer. Which is fantastic, in like a really frosty mug. Which really, like,
we have a bit of a breaking news.
Oh, what do we got?
We have, let me confirm this is, yep, that's Al Horford and Marcus Smart are out. Horford is in health and safety protocols.
Wow.
We got to get the heat bed in now.
It's definitely going to be off.
Yeah. Oh, they're minus four.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, I mean, I have the heat already.
Oh, damn it. I didn't bet it yesterday.
I'd play the Celtics. Four is a ton. Because like 1.5, like we assumed that Smart was not going to play in the game, or like there was a chance he wasn't going to play. Are Smart and Horford worth
it?
Robert Williams isn't fully healthy, probably.
Man, they moved that fast.
Why? How did we not see that? When did that happen?
Shams tweeted it like 14 minutes ago.
The 7,000 people that we have working on this staff, no one sees this tweet. We missed the opportunity to bet this game. God.
I don't know what to do. Now it's minus 180 money line. Damn it.
I honestly think I'd bet Celtics plus four.
Could probably just get the Heat like on a live.
Or wait and see if you get a better price with the Celtics. Like, I guess like Horford, because Robert Williams isn't fully healthy either. And Bam might just eat down low here. I already have a bet on the Heat, so I feel decent about that.
Mm. Why did I not bet that yesterday? What was I waiting on? I don't know what I was waiting on.
Well, the line was never going to move that much. Like it went from 1.5 to 2.
Yeah. I guess I mean,
Miami.
I didn't know that health and safety protocols were still a thing.
Yeah, someone else got placed in health and safety protocols recently. Well, Steve Kerr didn't coach a couple of games.
Yeah, good point. Al Horford is worth 2.5 points.
It's not Horford. It's Horford and Smart, and also like who it goes to after that. And Robert Williams isn't fully healthy.
True. Yeah, player props are down, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll have to, and like that's going to take a little bit to adjust, probably. But like, hopefully, we'll have stuff back up for the end of the show because in the final segment, we'll give our all our picks. Curious what this does for Jaylen Brown and company, like points wise here.
I wish I had that Jaylen Brown points over now that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I have 23.5. I did an NBC thing today and gave that out.
I bet it comes back at 25.5.
I like 23.5 a lot more. I don't know when these props are going to get reposted. I hope they get reposted before we're off the air. That would be really nice.
Yeah.
So Horford and Smart out and Kyle Lowry out. What's happened with the total? Let's
see. Still at 203. Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, I think the total really shouldn't change. I don't know. I think I might actually like the Celtics a little bit at this new number here.
4 is a lot.
You know, I don't know about that actually with the Celtics here because, you know, the whole reason that we got to like Miami a little bit was major rest advantage. And Whale talked about this on the show yesterday, major rest advantage. And now the Celtics lose like 2 key cogs here in a spot where like Milwaukee's got more rest and playing at home. Milwaukee might just dump truck them here. And then Celtics their wounds before game 2.
Miami.
What did I say?
Milwaukee.
Miami might dump truck them. Correct. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing too, is like, if you're Boston and you're down 10 at half, like, and then the Heat get up 15 early in the third, like, how aggressive are you? You know,
I mean, I think they probably pack. I think the Celtics probably pack it in and lick the wounds for game 2. Okay, so we've got that news: Horford and Smart not going to play tonight in game 1. All our bets coming up for that in a little bit. But NHL and Major League Baseball on the other side.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.